If you're running a Raspberry Pi, you might have seen that Microsoft has recently released Windows IoT Core to run on that Raspberry Pi. I want to show you some things today. I was talking with Jared Benz about a product that he's been working on to help out with this. And so, Jared, let's talk a little bit about what you've done here with the IoT devices.
Sure. So what started this project was about a year ago. I had created this thing called Superfan, and it actually made it on Hackster. And the idea was this fun project to hook up a bunch of high-powered fans to your PC and give you the ability to, in VR, kind of just be blown away by, you know, the fan. So if you're, this is an example, we've got a virtual reality roller coaster simulator, and the speed of the roller coaster, you know, controls the fans. And then we did something similar with a race car. And during this whole production of this app, I used Arduino for this. And when I was building with Arduino, it became obvious very quickly how valuable their collection of snippets and sketches were. So for example, if I've got a new project and I want to take advantage of, say, an accelerometer, there's usually an example. I can just go under Files, Examples, and find a bunch of examples to talk to these various devices. And so I wanted to make the same kind of ease of use for Raspberry Pi on the Windows IoT Core.
Okay, so you created this library, and we're working against a Raspberry Pi. What are the things that are different between working on an Arduino or working on a Raspberry
Sure.
Pi?
So on the Arduino, as I started to look at what it would take to convert these sketches over to the Raspberry Pi, to Windows in the first place, the first kind of thing that I hit right off the bat was that Arduino is a very loop-based system, right? So you have your setup code that you run to initialize your devices, but then everything runs in a loop. And you actually literally have a method called loop, and it just sits there chewing up the CPU as quickly as it can, reading off the device, maybe printing out to the console. And that's not the way that Windows IoT Core works. So Windows IoT Core, from the beginning, was written to support user interfaces. And so the way that we do reading devices and sensors on IoT Core is actually pretty different. And in fact, the way that we do that, if I look in big Windows, we've had devices for a while, like for example, accelerometer, and there's a pattern around this. And so in the accelerometer class, for example, you would new up an accelerometer, and then you would say, there we go. So you'd new up an accelerometer, and then you'd go and say that you want the thing to report to you every so many milliseconds. Let's actually go down to the code here. So you'd create your accelerometer, you'd set your report interval, which usually like every 250 milliseconds or 500 milliseconds, and then you subscribe to this reading changed event, and the operating system takes care of scheduling that device and then calling you back with reports at that interval so that you can update, keep your UI running very fluid and fast.
Okay, so instead of just going through and hitting my accelerometer on always, you know, going and saying, give me the value, give me the value, give me the value,
yep.
You're actually saying, accelerometer, tell me your value every 250 milliseconds or every second.
Exactly.
And then I step back and don't do anything.
Right.
And then it just tells me, and when I do get that message, then I fire an event to do the work. And what advantages does that give me then?
Well, the main thing is that it keeps your UI just running smoothly. So you as a developer don't have to think about, how many times do I stop in this type loop to update my UI? You do your UI code, the OS runs the UI code automatically for it, and then every so often you get interrupted and say, here's some new data, what do I want to do with that data?
Okay. So if I don't have a UI, does it still make a difference? Does it help me out with having multiple cores on my machine or something
Absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely, yep. That's a great point. So even if you're not running UI code, if you're a library developer and you're adding support for new devices, it's really kind of key to make sure that you support UI. But even if you're building an app that doesn't have UI, by following this pattern, you can take advantage of multi-cores. So everything that you'd be doing as far as rating your devices would be on one thread or on one core, and then your main application code can run on the other core.
All right. So we were talking earlier about the devices. So what kind of devices do you support with this?
Sure. So, and we'll talk about where to go to find this stuff, but there's actually two different classes of devices that we support. So there's specific devices, or we call them specialized devices, And these are devices that require custom code because they require they have their own unique protocol. And we support a number of devices from ADC chips to different LCD displays, PWM chips. But the second class of device, I think, is even potentially a little bit more interesting. These are generic ones where we have one class that can interface with a bunch of different devices. So an example of that here would be the what we call the analog sensor class. The analog sensor class says, I'm going to go grab an analog port, and I'm going to do something with it following that same pattern that we just talked about. So an example of that would be this light sensor lab that we have up here on Hackster. And you'll see that this pattern that we have with the library is actually very similar to what we showed with the accelerometer on big windows. So here I'm going to go ahead and create, let me get down the code here, I'm going to create a new instance of the, wrong block of code there, I'm going to create a new instance of the analog sensor right here. And then I'm going to say that this analog sensor is on ADC channel 0, and there's that report interval. I want to get reports every 250 milliseconds. And then I subscribe to the reading changed event, just like we did on accelerometer and big windows. And then I can do something with that data. So down here in the event handler for that reading changed, we actually just have a progress bar on the screen, and we change the value of the progress bar, and we actually even change the color of the progress bar to, you know, low, medium, high, red, yellow, green. And that's just a real quick example of how easy it is to grab a sensor, subscribe to it using the event-driven, and then react to it on your UI.
All right. Very cool. So we were talking earlier, and you had that really cool display. You got to tell them a little bit more about that LCD display.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite, and it's really a unique one. So inside of the framework, we have this class called the Graphics Display Panel. So I mentioned that we support a couple different LCDs here. We'll be supporting more of them. But Graphics Display Panel is actually a XAML control that you can embed in your user interfaces. And that's one of the things that's really neat about Windows IoT Core. Let me get to the right tab here. Is that Windows IoT Core, obviously, right out of the box, can plug into HDMI. But you're not necessarily always going to have an HDMI display available to you. So one of the things that we can do with this Graphics Display Panel is we can actually take a section of our user interface right here and say that we want that mirrored out onto the LCD display. And it's going to, I don't know if it's going to show up here. Yeah, so as this area of the UI here that's going out to the HDMI display is updating, you can see that down here in the corner, the LCD display connected to the board is automatically updating. So you get these cool scenarios where I can just take a piece of my regular big UI and make it portable down on the small display. And so, you know, all this is interface driven. If one of you guys out there goes and adds support for a new LCD display, it can plug right into this. You just implement the interface, and now you've got support for your display in this same model.
Great. So I can use a Raspberry Pi.
Yep.
I don't have to have an HDMI monitor. I could use just a real small 1-inch by 1-inch LCD display.
Yep.
and do that. That's pretty cool. And I'm using XAML.
Yep.
To do all that kind of.
And that's a great point, because you can use your XAML skills, you can use the XAML controls, you can use animation, all that stuff. And we found this pattern right here is pretty cool, where the big UI display, when you're connected to a big screen, is kind of like your small UI display with just more stuff around it. In this case, we've got kind of like a leaderboard and some charting and graphing, but the device, you know, is still usable, and we still have that same information when we're unplugged and on the road.
Very cool. All right, so I'm interested. How do I get started?
Right. So the URL is aka.ms/IoT devices, and that will bring you right here to this page. This page is the main homepage for the library. Right on the homepage, you can see the first link is that list of supported devices that we support today. We've got a link to a number of tutorials that you can follow out on Hackster. And then I think the next question would probably be like, how do you add support for your own device, right?
Right.
And so we have an article for that. And I will say this article is not quite finished yet. It's still a work in progress, but we should have it finished in the next day or two. And that walks you through building your own custom devices. And so I won't kind of bore you with the details here, but I will just show a quick diagram, because the IoT devices library, which most of you developers will probably just reference as a NuGet package, is actually just this little piece right here. These are all the devices that we are giving you guys, but there's plumbing underneath it, the device core that we provide. So whether you're writing a C++ or C Sharp or even JavaScript, you can actually go and build on our device core, get all that scheduling, all the event-driven stuff for you automatically so that you can add support for your own devices.
Great. So I'm ready to get started. I fire up my Visual Studio.
Yep.
I say NuGet. I install package, a Windows Devices IoT.
But it's actually, yeah, let's make sure we get that one right,
because
that's a confusing one. The NuGet package is actually Microsoft.IoT.devices.
All right, so I install package, Microsoft.IoT.devices.
Yep.
Start writing my code, deploy directly to my Raspberry Pi.
Hit F5 and go.
F5 and go, and it deploys it. All right, so this is out there open source?
This is out there open source, yep, and that's another good point. So if you guys are out there adding support for your own devices, obviously we'll walk you through packaging it up and making your own library. But we'd love, as you add support, for you guys to do a pull request right to the main GitHub project. And again, the page that you come to will take you to the NuGet package up here on the top. It'll link you directly to the GitHub page if you want to do a pull request and support, add support for your own devices to the core library.
All right, very cool. I'm excited to get started doing some more development on the Raspberry Pi. Jared, thanks for the work that you've done on this. You've done a great job.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.